everybody. This is Hop Culture. We're the Hopkins sisters, Claire, Grace, Anne, and Tess. Four sisters living in different time zones, recapping our lives, giving each other unsolicited advice, and hopefully giving you a laugh in the process. Who knows, if you stick around, we might even touch on something substantial along the way.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to Hop Culture. Today's topic is one that I'm really excited about. If you've been listening for a while, you know that my personal aesthetic is typically in metamorphosis at any given moment. For a while, I had sworn off most color in my wardrobe, but lately I've been into color analysis, a trend that first started in the 70s and 80s, but has lately had a resurgence, thanks, as always with these things, to social media.
So most of us have probably heard people refer to themselves as an autumn or a spring, but what does it all really mean? Color analysis is the process of determining which colors are the most flattering. So they usually take like your skin tone, hair, and eye color and categorize that. Usually does it by season, but they can get a lot more specific and get into stuff like contrast, undertone, value, and saturation.
I'm going to be frank starting out that most of this is complete gibberish and might as well be Albert Einstein's theory of relativity to me, because I understand the spring, summer, winter, fall, but like when you get into neutral blues and the saturation, and I'm just like, it's really, I was watching one video where they were talking about icy tones for winters, and like, it's just too much.
My problem is I can see these things if I read an article and they show me like three colors and they say, this one is this, this one is this. But if I look at one color, I couldn't tell you warm or cool. I mean, maybe sometimes if it's really obvious, but
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, if you're like shopping, that's where it gets me, is I'm like, I understand in a color palette. But when I go online, a cool yellow versus a warm yellow. That's tough. That's tough.
Well, and where we're doing so much online shopping now, it's hard to really see the, you know, saturation or like whether it's a cooler or warmer until it's there in front of you, you know? So
have you guys heard of Kibbe body type?
Oh, I was going to get into Kibbe body type.
If you want to be really confused, try to figure out your Kibbe body type. But that's a topic for never, because I don't understand that one bit.
I was looking into that, but I was like, I don't know that I want to know anything about my body type right now. So I'll just stick to colors, because that never changes.
The thing is, I just want to wear what I like to wear. I don't like to be governed by principles.
Exactly.
So I struggle with both of these concepts, but
I do too, a little bit. I know I've been into it and I've been trying to embrace my colors, but I feel the same way. I'm like, I don't know. I think, well, I guess we'll get into it.
Yeah, we'll get into kind of our initial reactions. But I did want to just start by saying, if you're listening to this and like, what the heck are you guys talking about? I don't really even understand it either. So we just thought it would be fun to kind of talk about. And also something that's fun is just the fact that it used to be such a thing and now it's kind of had a resurgence, I think is kind of funny. I remember mom talking about, you know, we mentioned it a couple episodes ago, which is kind of what gave us inspiration. But like, you know, our mom used to kind of be like, oh, I love this color on you, or that color on you is so pretty. And I remember mom saying she's an autumn. You know, that's like a thing. Honestly, when I think of an autumn, I just always think of mom, because she always likes those colors, you know, like, and I think they look good on her.
I think color analysis really impacted the women of the 80s.
Yeah.
In a big way. And my theory as to why it's had a resurgence is mostly because of social media, but also I think neutrals were like so big for so long that we're all kind of like relearning how to wear color now. And we're like, oh, wait, I like wearing color, but, you know, I want to figure out which ones look good on me.
I was thinking that too, because for so long we've kind of had, you know, we've talked about sad beige children and stuff. And yeah, that was what initially I was actually talking to a friend. I can't remember if she had a color analysis professionally done or if she just kind of done it on herself. But she was saying, she was like, the colors she got were like not colors she was like, I just can't even imagine wearing these colors, you know, and it is a little bit, I felt the same way, even though when I see like, I saw this one TikTok of a girl and she was wearing just like a quarter zip kind of athletic top. So very like attainable. For some reason, when I see the colors in little swatches, all I think of are like a Hillary Clinton pantsuit in like colors. I don't know why, but they just seem kind of like a little frumpy or like old fashioned.
Like polyester rectangles draped over them.
Yeah. So
it's just like, it's hard to imagine that in anything other than like an office shirt that. you wouldn't want to wear.
Well, what I always think of are the tabernacle choir dresses, how in the spring they're always like violet or like aqua, and in the fall they're like burgundy or like some kind of deep purple, and they're beautiful. They have to flatter everyone, you know, so like I understand it, but I just think of like, these are the colors that look good on camera, solid jewel tones, you know, and I'm just kind of like, I don't know how that's attainable. But seeing videos, this girl was wearing like a very normal kind of top, like I would wear. And she had like a mustard yellow one. And then she had one that was like this blue green. And it was a really pretty color. It looked like a on trend color. And it did look like so good on her. And I was like, okay, that speaks to me. Like, I see the beauty when it's translated into like everyday clothing. But yeah, the videos, they typically have someone, some of them, they even have their hair wrapped in like a white, like little towel.
Yes.
Which I don't understand, because your hair color is a huge part of it.
Well, it's supposed to be the interaction between hair, skin, and eyes.
Your hair. A lot of people, for one thing, have colored hair, I think. Mm-hmm. So you've got to get that out of the way.
That's a good point.
That's going to give you the wrong idea. And I think part of it also is like, they give you a list of hair colors that would look good on you that you can like take to a salon and be like, I want to do this color. So I don't know if taking your hair out of the equation just makes it so that
you can change your hair color. But like, you can't really change your eye color.
Yeah.
You wear contacts every day.
I'd like to think that your natural hair, skin, and eye colors could work together for your good.
Yeah.
But
it's a nice idea.
It's a nice thought. Yeah. It's probably not true. But that was another reason I was, you know, hesitant to get too far into this today, because I just got highlights done and I was like, I don't want to hear that I messed up, because I can't go back for a while. So I just need this to be okay. But we just thought it would be fun to give this a whirl. None of us got professional consultations done. There are professionals like you can look up in your area. I guess it's really big in South Korea. And so some creators have like booked sessions, like traveled to do a session, which I mean, I would never do, but it sounds really cool. There are filters on TikTok. There are ways you can try to do it yourself. So that's what we just did, a little DIY version. But our little disclaimer is just that the apps and stuff are not super accurate. So proceed with caution if you try to do. The good thing is it doesn't really matter. So you're not wearing an off color. We've all worn plenty of colors that didn't flatter us, and we're here to tell the tale. So it really doesn't matter that much.
I feel like most people only have a few colors that are actively awful on them anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to know those and steer clear of those. I looked up how much it would cost to have a like professional consultation.
Oh, I'm excited.
Just in preparation for this episode, I was curious about it. $350. $350.
For some reason, that seems reasonable.
For 1 hour?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't, I'm not going to pay it, but I'm like,
it sounds like a reasonable amount to pay, but that sounds like a crazy amount to make. You know, like that would be a good, that's a good true. Business to start.
I mean, when you think about getting your hair done, actually, never mind. That's not a reasonable amount to
pay. I would
pay
$350 to find out for the rest of my life, everything I should be wearing and like my, what hair colors I should have.
Well, because they also usually give you like makeup. It goes into like makeup too, which would, I would feel like is really helpful for me.
But I wouldn't pay it because I don't care very much. So
yeah. Is it 1 hour plus like then afterwards they go and do some like more analysis and send you
I think you just get a PDF of whatever they told you with like little color swatches.
Although I'm sure it depends because there's probably, this was like the official, I don't remember what the brand.
Is it Color Me Beautiful?
I think it was Color Me Beautiful.
So mom was telling me because I asked her, like, why are you laughing, Grace?
Isn't Color Me Beautiful old? Or
so well, yeah. Old. So
that was the name of the book.
Color Me Beautiful, mom said, because I was like, because I remember mom saying like, oh, you know, you're in autumn or whatever. Not me, but you know, she had mentioned that. And then when I worked for Stitch Fix, I would occasionally have clients mention like, I had my colors done and I'm a summer or whatever. And I mentioned it to mom. I was like, is this a thing? And she's like, oh, yeah, that was a big thing in the 80s was like to get your colors done. And she said, yeah, it was this company called Color Me Beautiful. And which kind of breaks my heart. Like, you weren't beautiful before. Like,
yeah.
Color
yeah,
Me Beautiful,
that's the name
please.
Straight from the 80s.
Like, yeah. Just
lack of any love for how you currently are.
And it was very like boss babe vibes. Like, I watched one of their videos. Mom was like, look at their videos on YouTube. Actually, they're, what is interesting about this is from the little bit I dabbled into it, into like the Color Me Beautiful stuff from the 80s, the principles kind of hold true. Like, they don't really change. Maybe the styles change. And like, it was a lot of women in like blazers and stuff back then. But the principles of, you know, what colors work with different, you know, warmer, cool undertones. Like, I was like, this is cool because it's actually like color doesn't change, you know? So, but yeah, it was, it's still a thing. I looked it up. There's not a ton of consultants around here, but that's like an old brand. I think there are like independent color analysis professionals yeah. out there that are probably a little more trendy.
I would think they might have better pricing, but.
I am curious about it. I mean, I love that it's like people are flying. I saw a really funny video of a content creator and she was like, I mean, she must be big because she flew to South Korea like to do a color analysis with one of the famous people. And her facial expressions were so funny because she was like, I was shown, I think she was told she was a dark winter or something. And she was like, which was a real bummer because I hate all of the colors. And you could see like her face like falls as they like hold up the palette. And then the next palette, she's like, or my secondary one that was literally like neon rainbow colors. And she was like, oh, like these are also colors I don't like. It was just funny.
So for this episode, we used a lot of info from two articles. One was a piece in The Cut entitled, My Professional Color Analysis Told Me I Can Still Wear All Black. And the other one was Color Analysis, A Comprehensive Guide from the Concept Wardrobe.
So before we start talking about this more, I think it'd be fun if we each said a color that we think embodies us and then see if it matches what we'd say about each other. So let's, Tess, why don't you start?
Let's all, let me think of Tess' colors.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this doesn't have to be a color
that I can
she
wear,
thinks looks
right?
good on her, but just a color just, that we feel
yeah,
oh.
a color we that maybe she wears with her. A lot. Yeah, just a color that's like, that's quintessential Tess.
Okay, I have
Oh,
I
that
have
I
one.
Wear a lot.
I have one.
Okay. Wait,
I don't it doesn't
have
to be one that she
doesn't
wears.
Doesn't necessarily have to be one
just
you wear.
Something we just associate
something
with
we associate with Tess.
Okay. I'm going to say spring green.
Oh, interesting. Mm. That did not even cross my mind.
I knew it wouldn't. No, I really could not think of one color that I thought you guys would think of.
Cream.
But that I'm sticking with
it. Cream or white.
Cream is a neutral.
I was thinking of like a true yellow.
I was also thinking of yellow.
And then I was like,
I'm remembering like that little cardigan she had when she was younger.
Yes. Oh. Mom loved yellow for Tess. She like yellow and blue was like Tess's room colors.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say like always blue. Getting her
yellow and
blue.
I was going to say yellow. That was the first one that popped in my head. And then I was like,
we didn't. Sir,
I was wrong. It was wrong.
No, I actually think true. Like that would be maybe like agree. Truly. If I really thought about it, spring green would be like mm-hmm. the perfect
I think they're
color.
Both like spring or like I don't know if they're in the spring color palette because to be honest, I still don't understand.
Are we allowed to say yet if Tess what Tess is or is that later?
Go for it, Tess. I mean, we don't really have a reveal.
I don't know.
Are you a spring, Tess?
I don't know because I can't figure out what my undertones are.
Am that
I
is pink? The Am hardest
I
part.
Cool? Like. Am I warm? I look at my veins and they're half purple, half green.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we should tell
kind of like neutral.
There's a hack out there that if you look at your veins, which is for one thing I should say only works if you have pale skin, you know.
Yeah.
But so a lot of this is like we're coming at this as white women, obviously. But yeah, if you have purple veins, you have cooler undertones. If you have green veins, you have warmer undertones. Is that right?
Yeah.
But then I've also heard that's not, but then some people are like, that's not accurate. So I'm like,
yeah, I don't.
I have no idea how to figure it out. I have both silver and gold jewelry. That's another way.
Oh, silver and gold is big too. Yeah.
Silver looks better on cool undertones. Gold looks better on, I have always tended to go towards gold jewelry. And so and my wedding ring is gold. So I'm biased to hope that I have warm undertones, but I really can't tell like which one looks.
And I'm biased to silver better. Because silver was huge when I was like a teen. Like silver was
well,
everywhere.
It's back. So it's your lucky
That's
day.
The thing is, I'm like, I can't tell if I'm biased because of like colors that were just. I was always told we're better, you know, like growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do Claire next.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do Claire.
I have one.
I have one, but I have a different one.
I have one.
I think of kind of like a tomato red, like an orangey red.
Oh, ooh, that's a good one.
That's good. Okay. Mine was kind of close. Mine was like a coral, but like a deep coral, not a coral of the 2010s, but like a good coral.
Coral is a color I've clung to because that was one of those universal colors that Women's yes. World magazine said looks good on everyone.
It was such a big color.
Yeah. And so I've always just been like, coral's great on everyone. And I actually do think it's true. I think coral looks pretty on everybody.
It looks so good on so many people.
And so, yeah, I do love, like, one of my Stanleys is kind of like an orangey coral color. I really love that color. So, yeah, I think that's accurate.
I would say olive green.
But sadly, olive green is one that I've come to realize does not look good on me.
Not anywhere close to your color.
Yeah.
But
well, the good news is pants don't really have to be in your color palette.
Yeah,
that's true. It's pants don't count.
Yeah, that's true.
I sort of think another one that I think of with Claire is like a navy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Claire has a lot of navy.
But like, navy was one of those that I was told shirts. A lot, like, was a flattering, you know, like, blue eyes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Navy, so.
I feel like Claire has baggage around her blue eyes. Like,
yeah. I do.
People have talked didn't about. Didn't develop any.
I do have some baggage. It's kind of like one of, it's like. The thing that I don't have baggage. I don't want mom to feel sad or anything. I love having blue eyes, but like as a kid, it was very much like, oh, she has blue eyes. You know, it was kind of like exciting. So I really have been like, I need to emphasize them when at all
Must
possible.
Be hard.
It was the only like interesting thing about my appearance. So it was like,
what did you call my eyes? Poo brown, I think.
I don't remember. So, but yeah, I do feel like navy, but that's the thing. So, okay. So I did the color analysis thing. I felt like I was a soft or light summer. I can't remember if it's light or soft, but the there's like simple winter, spring, summer, fall, but then there's the 12 season one mm-hmm. where there's like true spring, dark winter. I'm like, so the one I resonated with was light summer, I think. But unfortunately, the neutrals for that one, there is a navy, but it's like kind of a bright navy. I don't know how to describe it. It's not the navy that I would personally gravitate towards in my
preference. It's not like a true navy.
Yeah, it's kind of almost like a royal blue. So again, a bummer for my personal preferences, but
you got to wear what you like.
Yeah. Can I say I also think I might be a light summer with Claire?
I mean, we have very similar coloring tests, so I would be surprised if we weren't.
Mm-hmm. Light summer and light spring are right by each other.
I was going to say, they're basically the same thing.
I feel like if you're neutral,
the spring and the summer,
you can kind of do like either one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it helps if you look at what colors you really like on you. A color you mm-hmm. know, you put it on and it looks really good on you. And then, you know, which color palette is that in, I think
mm-hmm.
helps. But
it's a good tip.
I don't know. I made it up, so I don't know if that's a good tip or not.
No, that's great. Let's go to Anne.
Yeah, let's do Anne now.
A color
that embodies you.
That embodies my personality, or just a color I talk about.
What have we been doing all this time so far?
Yeah. This is the third one.
I just, now that the pressure's on me.
A color that maybe you yeah. wear a lot that we would associate with you. It doesn't have to be necessarily one that you think looks good on you, but just like, you know, when you see a color, people say like,
yeah,
this is so Anne, you know, like what color do you think?
Okay. Got it.
I've got it too.
Well, I personally would say pink.
That's what I was gonna say, just like Barbie pink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely pink.
Yeah. So many kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love like hot pink. I love bubblegum pink. I love Barbie pink.
I can't really think of another color for you, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I know that was the only one.
I was thinking like sort of like a powdery blue.
Oh yeah.
I do love powder blue. That too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one too.
If I had to like pick a palette that was like my palette, you know, when I was younger, it would be like pink, aqua, lime green. Like those were the colors that I just like loved mm-hmm. as a teenager and as like a kid. And still to this day, I love those colors.
So what do you think you are on the color analysis?
I think this is so hard. I still am not like sure, because I've always thought I was an autumn. But as I learned more about it, because I thought like, I think I have a warm undertone. I'm very neutral. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm overwhelmingly warm or cool, but I think I am a little more warm than cool. I think I'm a bright spring.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. I was not expecting that.
Yeah. Bright are intimidating.
Oh, they can have like my color hair. I don't have dark hair, but I don't have super light hair. Mm-hmm. And I think that falls into bright spring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm muted enough to be like an autumn.
Yeah, I can see.
I'm looking at bright spring examples, and there are models and actresses of every skin tone and hair color combo. Yeah,
I think it's kind
that
of
you could imagine. So I'm like, I think it can work for everybody.
The colors in the palette, like they look like colors that you wear.
Mm-hmm. I do just really like those colors a lot.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of the colors that I put on and think, oh, this looks really good on me. Mm-hmm. So that's what leads me to think. But I don't want to sound, you know, prideful, but I think I'm every color palette. I can wear almost every color and think, wow, this looks really good.
Yeah, I could see.
Yeah.
Wow, this looks really good.
love the confidence. It
brings out my features.
No, I would agree with that, though, Anne. I don't think there's really... I can't think of colors. There are colors
I'm
that look
so
bad
neutral
on me.
In every way that I just... I don't think any of the color palettes would necessarily exclude me. Mm-hmm. But that's just my thoughts.
No, I think go with that. I don't think you should overthink it. Just, oh, there she is. So, listeners, we will be posting. We did a few test runs of these TikTok filters where you can. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear your experience trying to figure out your colors. But Anne sent us one. It was hilarious. I did it with my, well, I was doing it and my girls were looking over my shoulder. So, of course, they wanted to do it and they loved it. But they were just like being goofy. And I was like, you have to hold still so we can see like which colors.
Hazel loves to do it too.
There's one though where it doesn't cycle through them. It just shows like tiny ones of your head on every single option. And I was like waiting for it to start cycling through. And I was like, this is not helpful. It's just completely overwhelming.
It's too small. Yeah. If I'm being honest with myself, I'm probably an autumn, but I don't like those colors. So I'm just like, I'm not going to be an autumn.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought of you as an autumn too, just because like you look similar to mom.
Exactly. Yeah. Me too.
I feel like mom though. It's a lot warmer.
She is, yeah.
And she tans more easily. Like, this is another distinction. If I have fake tan on, then I feel like the autumn colors look really good on me.
Well, if we're talking about fake tan, that's a horse of a different color entirely.
Yeah. And so it's just like, well, I don't, what can I say? Some colors look better on me with a fake tan. Mm-hmm. Some look better on me when I'm really pale. It's just, there's too much.
Yeah. It's true. Okay, let's talk about Grace now.
Yeah, I'm excited for Grace.
I have a color in mind for her.
I'm ready.
Oh, I'm kind of ready, I think. Yeah, I'm ready.
So the color I think of is sort of like a wine red or like a currant red.
Oh.
Like a kind of like a deep, almost purplish.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the color that mom put me in a lot.
It's true. Because she would get like matching things often, but like I would be in blue and you would be in red.
Yeah. Like a bright red is just an absolute no for me. But yeah, like a deep red.
I can remember like specific outfits you had that were like that color as a kid. That color is very pretty on you. I was going to say a deep green. Like a forest
green.
That's
the other one. Those
so,
are the two.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah.
That people always say, like, that color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. So what season would you say you are, Grace? Now I'm curious. Did you do it?
So I would say I did. So I have this thing. I call it my... I have to explain it first. I've been told that I have similar coloring to Drew Barrymore. Which I think is like pretty accurate.
That
I look like her, but just that we have.
I've got to know who told
what
you you had similar coloring.
Comparison.
Drew Barrymore.
So
it's
specific.
So specific.
Like, it's so specific.
It was just Annalise.
Okay.
Oh.
Someone stopping the street and say, now I'm looking up Drew Barrymore right this minute.
So I call it my drool of thumb because anything that she does, I'm like, potentially that's a color that could work for me.
Grace.
That's
and
genius.
She's a soft autumn.
Actually, I'm looking at her and I think I totally see it.
Yes. Completely see
wow.
it.
Wow.
Plus,
great.
Like, I definitely have warm. I mean, I couldn't be warmer, I think.
Yeah, you are
yeah.
so.
I
you're
mean,
the
you
most, like, clear cut
so easily. Yeah.
undertone of all of
I'm
us.
I'm super warm. Yeah. I don't have much color variation. They said if you're warm tone and your hair and skin are close, then you're an autumn.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
Grace is such an autumn.
You're such
I feel
an
like.
Autumn. Yeah, because those like rich colors do look really pretty on you. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, you're probably the most clear cut.
I just have to stick like things like bright red and bright yellow are just like hideous on me.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like.
Well, I'm not agreeing, but
No, but like, well, you wouldn't know because I live.
Yeah, I've never. Yeah, I don't think I've seen never seen you in either of those colors.
So I mean, I have that sort of like neon yellow green sleep shirt.
Oh yeah.
And that is so sickly.
Well, that is a sleep shirt.
It
is a sleep
shirt. It wouldn't look good on a lot of people either.
No, a neon yellow, is that even in the color palette wheel? I think they just discourage
it. If you're a winter, I think you could pull it off.
Yeah, actually, that would look good on a winter. Winter was like, one of the descriptions was like, it's often people with extremely pale skin, extremely dark hair, and striking eyes. And I'm like, okay, so like, fantasy novel heroines? Like, I don't know how beautiful people fit that. Yeah.
Michelle Trachtenberg.
Yeah. That's the perfect explanation, Grace.
Oh. Yeah. I wish I were a winter. That's...
Yeah. Oh, winter's beautiful.
I know. Apparently, according to the internet,
fun colors. Mm-hmm.
Winters are the only palette that are allowed to wear like stark black and stark white.
Yeah, that's not fair.
It's not fair at all.
I've had so many old ladies tell me that I look good in white that I just keep wearing it.
Mm-hmm. Being told you look good in white is such a flex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, because it's never happened
everyone
to me.
Wants to be wearing it, mm-hmm. but
yeah,
we can't all get away with it.
Well, I've never been told that by anyone my own age, so.
Well, you should trust the old ladies because
they're the ones that got into this way back in the day.
Exactly. And now I love that it's having a resurgence. So, listeners, we want to hear from you. If you've dabbled in color analysis, if what results you've gotten, if you'd like to share a video of your little disembodied head floating through different color palettes, we would love to see it. And let's get into weekly wins. Okay, I'll go ahead and start. I had a Facebook Marketplace win this week, which I try not to talk about thrifting and Facebook Marketplace on here too much because I fear it's verging on ad nauseum, but...
I was going to say, you've been on a roll with your Facebook Marketplace.
Well, I promised Dave after this one I was going to give it a rest for a little bit, or at the very least, take my radius back down to smaller.
It's so hard to keep the radius small.
It's really hard to keep the radius small. It keeps creeping out. It does creep out. But that's a tip I would give people on Facebook Marketplace unsolicited is... Every once in a while, try taking that radius down to like 5 miles because you never know what random things you're going to see. And sometimes this is actually a bad tip for like good decision making, but more just it's a tip for fun.
You'll find stuff you didn't even know you needed.
Exactly. And if it's like in your neighborhood, then you're like, $10.
That's a terrible tip.
That's actually an awful tip.
It's an awful tip.
Awful tip.
But when I'm really needing something like very specific, it keeps creeping bigger and bigger. And pretty soon you're driving like 55 minutes on a Monday night to get a dresser. So I've been looking for a dresser for my girls' room, my middle two, and, you know, my chair win a couple weeks ago. It's just set off a chain reaction of like, I need to update. And their dresser had been broken for a while anyway. So, you know, the classic children standing in the bottom drawer of a dresser and then it breaks. So I'm wanting to do kind of a shabby chic vibe. Speaking of things coming back around, I feel like shabby chic is, we're not calling it that now, but it's basically shabby chic.
It's cottage now, but
it's cottage core, exactly.
Shabby chic.
So anyway, there was this dresser. It was perfect. It was $49, but it was like almost an hour away. The guy's reviews were not fantastic. Do you guys look at the reviews for sellers?
Yeah, sometimes.
I usually only do if there is, like, it's noticeably low. I'm like, what's their deal? But I mean, if they've sold a lot of things, I'm like, well, at least they're a real person. You know, it's not like this is a new account or something. So a lot of the reviews were like, he's really rude. Or like, he's a scammer. A couple people said as they were driving, he wanted them to start bidding on something, like, because he claimed there was someone else coming at the same time. And I was thinking about Anne's situation where the guy wanted more once they got there. So I was really nervous about that. But I was like, you know, I've been looking for a dresser for a while. And if it works out, a lot of the reviews said he was great, you know, so I went for it. It was a little confusing. You know, the grammar wasn't quite there in the messages. A few times I had to be like, I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Well, because he would like misspell things or leave things out. Like he was just rushing, you know, it was just like, so I was like, hey, could I come by tonight? And he was like, the earlier the better. I'm going to leave by nightfall or something. And I was like, where are you going? Or he said by dark. And I was like, where are you going that you want to leave at dark? You know, like I don't know. I was just a little thrown off by that. So I told Dave, I was like, hey, I'm going to go get this thing. And all day I was like, you know, I really don't want to go. I'm scared, but I got myself into this mess. So I got to get myself out of it. I got to be a big girl, you know. And then right as I was getting like my shoes on, he was like, do you want me to go get it? And I was like, no, I couldn't ask that. And he was like, I can tell you're scared. He's like, just let me do it. So he went. He said the guy was fine. He didn't make us bid. And we got the dresser. So I was honestly shocked. It was kind of like, I was like, I have like 90% certainty this isn't, I'm not going to get this dresser. But
it's so cute.
It worked out. Super cute. I mean, it's an old dresser. Like, so it, you know, you have to use two hands to pull the drawers in and out. It's not like a top of the line modern dresser, but it
works with the vibe. I've never had a dresser that you had to only use one hand.
I was going to say, we're pretty much solely like dressers made before 1970 in this household, except for Magic Dresser. Magic Dresser remains my one. Do you guys remember Magic Dresser?
Mm-hmm. Oh, how could I forget?
Yeah, it remains my one like high quality piece of furniture. But yeah, so I'm very excited about it.
That's great.
How much was it?
Well, it was $49, but we gave him $50 because we didn't have change.
That's a steal of a deal.
A tip included.
That is a great deal for that big dresser.
That is. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
a really good deal. I don't know if he just didn't have someone to pit against us and he wanted to sell it for more, but it worked out.
That, unfortunately, is the price I paid for the worst dresser known to man that I thought I was going to refurbish for Gwen. And I wasn't there. Dad and Luke bought it and then, or like got it. I texted it to them while they were like,
oh, I forgot our stuff about in here. That.
And I was like, get this dresser because it looked really cute. And then it was falling to pieces.
Didn't they text you and say, like, are you sure? Or something? Wasn't there something where they...
No, they just... That's the thing. They just both were like, well, she really wants it. Mm-hmm. And then I told that I told Dad afterwards, I was like, oh, this is not as good as I thought.
Oh, no.
And he was like, I thought, this isn't great, but Tess really wants it.
I mean, when a nesting mama wants something... No. You don't question it.
No. Mm-mm. Okay. But speaking of kids' rooms, that's my weekly win is we're moving in a few months and I should be, you know, doing my tasks. I'm sticking to my calendar thus far and it's working really well. But I am also in my free time designing Gwen's room in my head and I'm having a lot of fun. I don't know why it's like more fun. It's just more fun than designing the rest of your house or like trying to, you know, rearrange things in your house. Cause it just feels like as long as it's like colorful and has like little characters on, you know, like,
cute.
It's just cute. You know, like you can't really go wrong in a kid's room.
Mm-hmm. It was always more fun in The Sims to design the kids' rooms.
Yeah. It just always like, turns out good because it's just supposed to be cheerful.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to have like, you know. So I've been designing some artwork. I already told Anne and Grace about this before the podcast. I have a show and tell. I made a quote unquote rug and I will update the people.
It's so cute.
On whether or not it actually works because... Let me tell a story. I really wanted a cute rug for Gwen's room, and they're all so expensive online. And the ones that were cheap enough that I could afford them were, you know, just kind of like the poly whatever, like the plasticky feeling, and they weren't very cute. They were just kind of like not, they weren't it. And so I read about people like using upholstery fabric, like thick upholstery fabric, and sewing it into a rug, and then like either sewing a rug mat onto it or just putting it on top of a rug mat. So that's what I did. I went straight to Hobby Lobby and I found this cute like cream fabric that looks very rug-like. It has a ruggish texture and it was just what I wanted. And then I got like this cute rainbow pom-pom trim and sewed it on. So the real test remains. I ordered a rug mat. And so we'll see when it comes if it feels rug-like and if it like stays put, and I'll update because I'm feeling good about my hack. Even if it doesn't, yeah. I laid it down on the floor and it feels ruggish enough and it looks cute. That's all I really needed, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. To hear that's how it goes. A great idea. So I'm excited to hear, yeah, how it holds up.
Well, my win, it's a win, but there's an element of loss. Because I got this cycling trainer, which is a contraption that you just take a regular old bike, but you take its back wheel off and you attach it to this thing that you pedal it and it like calculates, you know, how fast you're biking and
the original Peloton plans
and stuff. Exactly. And I bought it because my work has this program that's going away soon. That I needed to take advantage of, which is like you can expense some of your like exercise equipment.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And so I got this thing and I was really excited about it because I've been wanting it for a long time because there's this game called Zwift that's like this cycling game. And I was like, oh, it's going to be so fun. Well, it's the problem that I'm seeing. I didn't really realize this when I bought it, but I love going for bike rides outside, but I do a lot of like pedal, 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 and then kind of coast, and then pedal, 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 coast. But on this thing, as soon as you try to like coast, if you stop pedaling, your little avatar just stops and the workout timer stops.
Oh no.
What? And so you have to, it only counts if you're like continuously pedaling. And my legs, I tried to do it for a while, and then after like 30 minutes, of off, I think the whole thing maybe moved like 10 minutes worth of a workout. And then I just had to give up in disgrace. It was like super disappointing. But also, I'm like, I'm just going to work my way up. But
imagine your outdoor bike rides.
I know.
After mm-hmm. you train mm-hmm. with this thing.
I'll be so fast out there because mm-hmm. my legs will be able to just pedal forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's really sad.
It's really disappointing.
Okay, my weekly win is I'm getting back into DIY.
Were you ever not into it?
Took a little break.
I mean, your embroidering is DIY.
That's true. I guess DIY home stuff.
Oh, like renovations. Yes.
Yeah. I've bought some wallpaper. Mom gave us some money for like, she always gives us money for like Easter dresses. And instead of an Easter dress, I was going to get a bag. And then I couldn't decide on a bag and I gave up and I bought wallpaper instead. So
she's going to be, well, she'll probably be happy, but she'll also be like, Anne, it's supposed to be something for yourself.
Yeah. Well, it is for me. Nobody else is going to care about it.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it was like, wallpaper is just not cheap. So it was like, I was either not going to ever get this wallpaper or I was going to have to like, you know, maneuver my way into it. So yeah, I got this wallpaper I've been wanting for a long time for our entryway. And then I've bought some hinges for our pantry and a new door handle for that. And you know what? I know about hinges. I know what hinges to get. And that is something that not everyone can
say. I was going to say,
I can't even start. I could never say.
I could barely identify a hinge, period.
I thought they were all the same. What do you mean, what hinges to get?
You got
to
get the right size. You can't just be going on and buying the first hinges you see. Although in my case, I could have done that because they were actually they were the standard probably just size, the most size. Common kind. But you got to make sure.
Wow.
So yeah, sometimes I compare myself to the DIY accounts on Instagram and I'm like, oh no, I'm not a DIYer. Like, I'm not like those ladies that are just like out there using their power tools, like building things. But I really am because I know about hinges. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's all it takes.
I'm excited to be back in it.
Okay, I think that wraps it up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to our show and visit our website, hopculturepod.com. We'll also be popping up on Instagram throughout the week, so follow Hop Culture Pod for more fun. See you next week.